Port Adelaide have made, well, a surprise selection decision for some. Kane Corns has been rested for this match versus the Kangaroos. He joins us now. Cornsy, was it as simple as no match-up this week?
Oh, not really, Rowie. I think Kenny spoke to me probably way back in December now, before during pre-season, that at some point during the year that they would rest me for a handful of games here or there. So he grabbed me on Monday, sat down and had a chat, and he just thought it was a time to manage me this week and make sure that I'm right for the sort of the business end of the season at the end of the year, and look after me throughout the year a little bit. But as you guys have said, I'll come back in next week.
Yeah, and look, when you do look at it, though, blokes like Del Santo and Wells not playing, they're two really usual matchups that you get. So maybe that might have had something to do with it as well, perhaps.
Yeah, well, you're right. I've done Del Santo both and Daniel Wells a lot. So they're two guys that I've played a lot of footy on. And whether that had something to do with it, I'm not sure. Kenny didn't really mention me to that on Monday, but that possibly had something to do with it, Vic.
What about you'll travel with the side as the travelling emergency still?
Yeah, look, I was pretty keen to sit in the box and see how that side of the game works. As you know, I haven't missed a whole lot of footy throughout my career through injury, so I haven't really ever had the opportunity to sit in the box. So I was pretty keen to do that just for my development and seeing how things work in there. So I asked Kenny if that would be okay, and he said that'd be fine. So I think he just thought the easiest thing to do was make me the emergency, and if anyone gets sick, or touch wood they don't, or gets injured in the warm-up, I'll be there to strap on the boots.
You're so super competitive, Kane. When he come up to you with that, were you surprised? I mean, you're taking it very well. You had your 300th locked away for the Gabba. How are you feeling with the decision?
Yeah, initially I was probably a little bit surprised. Like, I didn't, I knew it was coming at some point. I probably didn't expect it to be after round three, because, my body's pretty good. But after he explained it to me and his thought process around it, I was okay about it. But you're right, like, I'd 100% rather be out there playing and being such a crucial game for the club. I've always prided myself on playing in the big games and the crucial ones. So I guess it's just a bit of a mindset thing for me that I need to get my head around that I'm not 25 anymore, and I have played a lot of footy, and it is good to give some other guys a go. So the fact that he was really upfront with me right back from pre-season made it a lot easier.
And look, that's a very mature attitude, because there are some people, you look at some of the comments that are around on some of the articles that have been written, and it's like, rested, question mark, but it's something that players are going to be doing more of, this management of making sure that particularly the blokes at the back end of their careers get through and play strong footy for the whole year.
Yeah, and that's probably why I wanted to come on and chat to you guys tonight, was just to clear a little bit of that up. You realise that's going to be, question mark, is his career finished? Is he being dropped? What's his form been like? I understand that's the case. But look, I've probably said all along that I was probably planning on this being my last year anyway. So I'm certainly fine with that. And, the club's been very, very good to me and give me a lot of opportunities. So when it's time to give someone else a go, I'm going to, as you said, Vic, be mature enough about it to let them do that and make sure that you try and put the footy club first.
And Nathan Cracker in for Impey. That's a great story for Crack.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, really, Roy, for how far he's come. When he first rocked up to the Magpies 2 years ago now, the amount of work he's done, I think it's a good a bit of motivation for anyone else out there that's had a bit of setback throughout their career, and anyone that gets a second opportunity that it can work, and he's put a lot of work in. His form's outstanding. I actually think he'll play better at AFL level than he will at SANFL level. I think he'll fit right in.
Well done, Kane. Hey, 1-999-1395, you know how it all works. I've got a text here. Can we still go to the Gold Coast for game 299? That's from Eddie, Sonny and Raph. and hashtag Ken get nicked.
Eddie was spewing about it.
Okay.
So I've had to talk him through it. But trying to say that hopefully 300th is at home and he can bring a couple of mates along and we'll make it just as special. And at the end of the year, I've promised him a trip to Hawaii. So Kenny's cost me, the difference in price from the Gold Coast to Hawaii. So
well done.
Kenny should cough up.
Yeah. Hey, Kane, thanks so much for giving us your time, and all the best for the rest of the year.
Anytime, boys. Thanks.
So that's Kane Corns. You can hear him on 5AA Brekkie tomorrow morning at about 10 past 8 each and every Friday.
And one of the things we have discussed is that I don't think there's a match-up for him, and that's clearly part of the discussion that they've had. And
he's been dropped, mate.
Which is fine.
He's been dropped.
But they play Hawthorn next week, and Hawthorn have a guy called Sam Mitchell.
Oh, he'll play Sam.
Kane does very, very well. He plays on him and has kept him quiet, and he's almost the first one picked when you play Hawthorn. So this will be a one-weeker, and then he'll come back in for Hawthorn against Sam Mitchell and probably do a really good job.
Kane Corns, our guest.